As a land-bound species, humans don't often see the variety of seabirds off of our own coastlines. We may catch a seasonal glimpse of these birds as they migrate, or, if we're lucky and adventurous enough, we might spy them raising their young at their nesting grounds. The Farallon Islands off the coast of San Francisco is host to 13 bird species who make it their nesting home or a stop on their migratory journeys. One of the species found on the island, now threatened by a common household rodent, is at the center of a significant restoration effort. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week we look at the ashy storm petrel and the restoration plan on the Farallon Islands to help their struggling population. Welcome to Bay Birds. The ashy storm petrel is a small sooty-colored seabird that roams the offshore areas of California. They're found as far north as the offshore areas of Mendocino County and as far south as the Los Coronados Islands off the Baja California coast. Their dark coloration allows the birds to sneak out of their nests at night to feed, almost undetected by predators. While out at sea, these birds feed on invertebrates and fishes that swarm near the surface, including krill, squid, and schooling herring and sardines. As the dark of the night fades, petrels fly back into their nests as inconspicuously as they left. The preferred nesting grounds of the ashy storm petrel are offshore islands and rocky outcroppings near their feeding grounds. As residents of the Bay Area, we're very fortunate to have a large population off the coast of San Francisco. Known as California's Galapagos, the Farallon Islands are a group of small, rocky islands that lie 27 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge. Although the islands look relatively barren, they're host to a wide variety of wildlife. The Farallons are a major haul-out site for seals and sea lions, which also make the island waters an ideal habitat for great white sharks. Due to the upwelling of nutrients in the cold waters around the Farallones, the archipelago is home to many species of fish and invertebrates, which feed large populations of seabirds like our ashy storm petrel. While many species found on and around the Farallones may be native to the area, there is one invader that is wreaking havoc on the local ashy storm petrel population. Brought to the islands aboard ships, the house mouse has been detrimental to many species of native vegetation and wildlife found on the Farallones, including the ashy storm petrel. The mice on the islands are preying on the nests of these threatened birds, eating their eggs as well as nibbling at the feet and toes of the young chicks. Along with the direct effect of predation, the mice are also attracting another predator to the islands. Burrowing owls use the Farallon Islands as a regular stopover during their fall migration. The presence of mice, a tasty treat for these predators, entices the owls to overwinter on the islands. Although the owls come for the mice, they stay for the birds. Overwintering owls are responsible for 40% of the predation of the ashy storm petrel. The Farallon Islands account for half of the world's breeding population of ashy storm petrels, and the decreasing population on the southern Farallon Islands has been particularly drastic. In response to this alarming loss, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, in association with the Point Reyes Bird Observatory, is developing a plan to eradicate the island's house mouse population. With a goal of complete eradication of the rodents, the agencies hope for a significant rebound in the petrel population. Along with eliminating egg and chick predation, it's their expectation that removing the invasive mice will also encourage the migrating owl population to find new wintering grounds. To learn more about the Farallon Island Mice Eradication Plan, scroll over to the Bird Observatory website at prbo.org, or head over to the Gulf of the Farallones National Marine Sanctuary Center in the Presidio of San Francisco. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from the Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.